Well, good evening. Good to be with you, even though it's not in person. It's a special day. We celebrate the Annunciation today, the day when Jesus became flesh. He became incarnate in the world. God chose to do this in a particular way. He could have done it in so many different ways. He could have done it without us, without our assistance, without anything from humanity. But he chose to come in the flesh, through humanity, through Mary. That's what incarnate means, becomes flesh, becomes a human body. God chose to become a man, to become flesh through Mary. Mary was specially chosen for this work. She was preserved from original sin. This is why God gave her that gift. A special purpose was given to her to have a suitable dwelling place for Jesus, who was the Word made flesh. So for 9 months, Mary was a tabernacle. She was a walking tabernacle. Just as we have the tabernacle here in the church, where we have the physical presence of Jesus, she carried within her body the very physical presence of Jesus, the Word of God, the second person of the Trinity made flesh. Another term for Jesus is the Word. We talk about the Word. Remember in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, starting at verse 14, he talks about the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Here, the term Word is referring to Jesus, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. Before the Son of God took on flesh, he was already existing. It's not like he began to exist at that time. The word translated into Greek is the word logos. You may have heard this term before. The title logos just can help us to remember that Jesus doesn't just come from nowhere. He already existed before this, but at this moment in time, the Word, the second person of the Trinity, takes on our human flesh and becomes a human person. So in the man, Jesus, there's both the Son of God, who is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, and the Son of Mary, who is human and has all our peculiar traits except for sin. Jesus is fully God and fully man. It's quite amazing, really, when you think about it, what we say and what we profess. Today's solemnity of the Annunciation celebrates this moment when God took on flesh. He did this for our benefit, not because he needed to. He could have saved us in many other ways. He could have snapped his fingers and saved us from our sins. But he became flesh, becoming one of us and suffering and dying for us. He showed us by his actions how much he loved us. He has bound himself to humanity by taking our human flesh for all eternity. St. Thomas Aquinas talks about this being the most fitting way of God revealing his love for us. So on the feast, it's about Mary, yes, and her yes to God, which we are grateful for. Thank you, Mother Mary, for your yes, saying yes in ways that I could never say yes, saying yes to the mission that God gave to you and to becoming our Blessed Mother. We're grateful for you for that. Your yes today is a beautiful thing that we are grateful for. So we should give thanks to Mary for that, for her role, for the way that God has raised her up to be this image. But today is also about this idea that Jesus becomes flesh. God became one of us. As always, Mary serves this mission, the message of her Son. She totally cooperates and presents him to us. We aren't focusing on Mary to the exclusion of Jesus, her Son, but neither are we just simply seeing Mary as the wrapping paper for Jesus, right? She's given a special role. God offers himself to us through Mary. Her ability to share life, which all women share, is a beautiful gift to us. God totally respects Mary and elevates her in a special way. She is properly speaking the mother of God. We can say that she's the mother of God. Wow, that's pretty amazing. She's also our mother in grace, and she's the great mediator of God's grace in the world. God has chosen it to be thus. He could have chosen it to do many other ways, as we've said, but he chose to do it this way. So today, as we celebrate the Annunciation, I thought as a part of the homily, we could pray the Angelus, which is an ancient custom of the church. The Angelus traditionally is recited at the hours of 6 a.m. If you want to get up early, you can do that. It's at noon for those who are late risers, or 6 p.m. for those who maybe just don't think about it till the end of the day. Or you can pray it all three times. This is when the church bells used to ring to mark those different hours of the Angelus. It's a moment to pause our busy work, to pray, to remember that because Jesus became flesh, he became one of us, everything is different now. The whole world is changed. The world is redeemed. Our activities, our whole lives are lived in a new context because God chose to become a man and to save us from our sins. And he chose to do this through his humble servant, Mary, the Mother of God. So I invite you to stand wherever you are and pray the Angelus with me. If you don't know the Angelus, you can just listen and fall in on the Hail Marys. But if you know it, you can respond as you like. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.